When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
President Biden addressed world leaders at the UN climate conference. He reiterated his commitment to cut carbon emissions by half by 2030, Jimmy Fallon said, and he can do it. I mean, he cut his approval rating in half in 3 months. Good news, over 100 countries have agreed to stop deforestation by 2030. In other words, they've agreed to stop giving the Brazilian rainforest a Brazilian. Trevor Noah, basically, they made a deal to save the Amazon from Amazon. Colbert, more than 100 world leaders pledged to halt deforestation by 2030. Of course, to do that, they'll need a detailed plan. They'll need to print out thousands upon thousands of pieces of paper. Seth, President Biden announced that more than 70 countries would join the U.S. in a pledge to reduce global methane emissions by 30% by the end of the decade. Yeah, but not Russia or China, right? That's like saying, hey, great news, I got the whole neighborhood to agree to stop murdering, except for Hacksaw Dave and Lenny the Strangler. Sleep tight, everybody. Fallon, Biden ended his speech by saying, God bless you all, and may God save the planet. And God was like, yeah, this is definitely a you broke it, you bought it situation. Switching topics, apparently there are issues with the toilets on the SpaceX capsule, says Jimmy Fallon. So 4 astronauts are going to have to use backup undergarments during their trip home. Astronauts were like, you know, not sure we needed to make that public. We're doing tons of other stuff up here. Colbert, okay, but be careful which undergarments you choose because it's very hard to poop in a bra, Trevor. You know, it's pretty humbling that no matter what technological advances we come up with, we still got to deal with our poop. Trevor, again, what's so embarrassing about diapers? I honestly think diapers are underrated. Like, if diapers didn't already exist and someone introduced them now as a hot new technology in 21, be honest, people would be excited about them. Guys, what if I told you you never had to worry about finding a bathroom ever again because you would always be carrying one with you? Fallon. Meanwhile, I saw that NASA astronauts used the first peppers grown in space to make tacos on the International Space Station. I guess they figured, well, toilet's broken, Taco Tuesday, anyone? Fallon. Anyone thinking here, next they're going to have a prune eating contest. A sequence of stories that will involve Dave Chappelle starts with, from Variety, Jonathan Majors and Simu Liu are both set to make their hosting debuts on Saturday Night Live. Majors will host on November 13th. He's promoting the Netflix film The Harder They Fall. I don't know who this is, so luckily Variety wrote, he's known for his roles in films like The Last Black Man in San Francisco and the HBO series Lovecraft Country. He's set to appear as the villain Kang the Conqueror after making his debut in the Disney Plus series Loki. Oh, that guy! Now I know who it is. His musical guest, Taylor Swift. I know who that is. This weekend, Kieran Culkin from Succession is your host. Ed Sheeran will be the musical guest after all. Remember, he had tested positive for COVID-19, but he's been cleared to perform on the show. That is Saturday. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, Michael Che has a new Netflix special coming up from the Laugh Button. They say one of the things Michael Che loves to do is post joke Netflix special titles on Instagram and then delete the post. Many people have fallen prey to his antics, but apparently the boy who cried Netflix specials is actually getting another one. November 16th, it's called Shame the Devil. It was apparently filmed back in September in Oakland. Chase said, I wanted it to come out sooner, but we decided to wait until Netflix workers used up all their walkout days. Look, I don't want no trouble. Which gets us to Dave Chappelle. He made an appearance in Cleveland to help introduce Jay-Z at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Chappelle said, I'd like to apologize. Nah, I'm just effing with y'all. Speaking of Jay-Z, I need everybody in rock and roll to know that even though you are honoring him, he is ours. You embody black excellence. I've turned to Jay-Z's words at different points in my life, whether I was brushing dirt off my shoulder on the campaign trail or sampling his lyrics on the Edmund Pettus Bridge on the 50th anniversary of the Selma March to Montgomery. Today, Jay-Z is one of the most renowned artists in history and an embodiment of the American dream, a dream he has helped make real for other young people like him. The induction ceremony will air November 20th on HBO and HBO Max. Staying somewhat on the Chappelle topic, TMZ says Kevin Hart is not one to embrace controversy for kicks, which is why a one-on-one between Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos and Kevin Hart is all the more interesting. TMZ has a photo of Kevin Hart chatting up with Ted Sarandos on Monday evening in Beverly Hills. They were at the Waldorf Astoria, where eyewitnesses say the duo had dinner and talked extensively for quite some time. What they talked about remains a mystery, but the mere fact that they had a private little chat like this, especially amid all the Chappelle drama at Netflix, cannot be ignored. Dave and Kevin are good friends, and anyone cozying up to Ted right now might as well be co-signing what Dave Chappelle had to say and what Netflix decided to do. In other Kevin Hart news, from The Wrap, the Kevin Hart Woody Harrelson action comedy The Man from Toronto, it's being pushed back 7 months. If you're online, you might want to go get something to eat. The Man from Toronto will now come out August 12th, 2022. Put it on your calendar. The film is about a world-class assassin who accidentally bumps into a bumbling screw-up from New York City at a Toronto Airbnb, leading to a series of mistaken identities, clashing personalities, and deadly stakes. Okay, so we have a world-class assassin and a bumbling screw-up from New York, and it's Woody Harrelson and Kevin Hart. Who do you think plays who? From The Daily Beast, Monty Python comedian Terry Gilliam was set to co-direct Into the Woods at the iconic Old Vic Theatre in London, but the production has been canceled, reportedly because staffers were upset about Terry Gilliam's comments on a trans rights controversy and the Me Too movement. The Daily Mail reports at least one person quit after the Gilliam-connected show was put on the schedule. Last month, Terry Gilliam publicly supported comedian Dave Chappelle when he came under fire for his Netflix stand-up show, The Closer. Terry Gilliam saying at the time, the act is socially aware, dangerously provocative, and gut-wrenchingly funny. From Nine News Australia, U.S. podcast host Joe Rogan lashed out at a satirical Australian advertisement that invoked his name before Joe Rogan realized it was a joke. The joke ad shows a man suffering from an allergic reaction and falling to the floor, prompting a bystander to ready an EpiPen. However, the visibly dying man is unsure he wants to receive the life-saving jab, instead opting for a series of questions about the safety of the procedure, citing stats from Europe. Finally, he asks, "What did Joe Rogan say? Call Joe," and then the guy dies. Joe Rogan said, "Not only has Australia had the worst reaction to the pandemic with dystopian police state measures that are truly inconceivable to the rest of the civilized world, but they have the absolute dumbest propaganda." He later posted an addendum to his Instagram saying, "Apparently this is not a real ad, it's from a satirical show. Oops." From The Hollywood Reporter, Eugene Levy will host and executive produce unscripted travel series The Reluctant Traveler. This will air on Apple TV+. Apple describes the series as, "The Reluctant Traveler will see Levy visit some of the world's most remarkable hotels, as well as explore the people, places, and cultures that surround them." How do you get one of these gigs? "Self-confessedly not your average travel show host, he's not usually adventurous or well-versed in globetrotting. He's agreed that the time is right for him to broaden his horizons and travel around the world for free." Levy will be packing a suitcase with some trepidation, but hoping his experiences might lead to a whole new chapter in life that's as long as he doesn't have to battle his motion sickness and still gets dinner at 7 and travels for free and has a production crew with him. Oh, sorry, I added that part in. Meanwhile, Dan Levy, this from The Hollywood Reporter, he's heading into the kitchen for HBO Max. He signed on to do an unscripted series, The Big Brunch. The Big Brunch is described as an unscripted cooking competition. It will see chefs offer the chance to share their stories and business dreams while going head-to-head for a life-altering prize, all while finding innovative ways to redefine what it means to dine between 11 and 3. No thanks. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, eh, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's Batteries.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I just dropped two stories again. There's so much going on this week. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the new podcast, Submerged. So Dan Bublitz Jr. is your host of Submerged, and he sent me some copy. I haven't actually read it yet. I thought I would do it cold. I want to experience this firsthand along with you. Let's find out what Submerged is. Dan writes, what could beer, boats, and biology possibly have in common? Well, they're all themes of this new podcast, Submerged, with Dan Bublitz Jr. It's a weekly interview-style podcast about obsessions. All right, I'm in. In each episode, Dan sits down with comedians, artists, and everyday people that submerge him into the things that they love, sharing their passion for topics such as pop culture, hobbies, science, sports, and much, much more. Each week, Dan is joined by a new guest to share their obsessions and to learn something new. In season one, he talks with his old friend, Eric Braley. He's a toy shop owner, and they talk about Transformers. I'm in. In another episode, he talks with graphic designer Michelle Mildred about indie nail polish, and he talks with comedian and writer Lisa Curry about boats and growing up at a family-owned marina, Submerged, with Dan Bublitz Jr. New episodes every Wednesday. So the trailer and a 9-minute teaser out now if you want to get a feeling for Submerged with Dan Bublitz Jr. New episodes every Wednesday, available now on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. Submerged with Dan Bublitz Jr. sponsors today's Daily Comedy News. Thank you very much there, Dan. Hey, I watched the Theo Von special. I told you I was going to have some free time, and I put it on. I had it on. I definitely did not laugh. And as I've talked about on this podcast before, I have the Emperor of Rome syndrome. So what's that? Real quick. I spent 10 years running SiriusXM comedy, had comedy in my ears every day at work for 10 hours a day, so I'm kind of numb to it all. So sometimes I'll just mentally register, oh, that was a good joke, but I won't laugh. I definitely didn't laugh. I was kind of entertained. I thought a lot of the jokes were kind of retro-homophobic, and especially coming off the whole Chappelle gate, I was like, this is weird. I never really felt comfortable with the special. Theo paces up and down the stage, like really paces, and that was bothering me. Finally, he sat on a stool, and I was like, good, stop moving, man. So I don't want to say that I dislike this thing, but like, I didn't love it either. I made it, I think 40 minutes in, and then he told a joke about black people that just made me go, this is not for me, and I bailed. But Theo Von, that's his new special. Then I wanted to take my own advice and watch Toast of London. I've seen them all, but I felt like watching it again. It's not on Netflix anymore. And I went to, there's this website called Just Watch. There's an app that'll show you where things are streaming. Toast of London, not streaming anywhere now. So that was a bad recommendation from Johnny Mac. I signed up for an app called Good Pods. If you want to join me there, I'm at Johnny Mac. And Daily Comedy News is on there. And I created a group. So Good Pods is kind of like a podcast app meets social media. So there's playlists and groups and stuff. If you want to play along with that and maybe download an episode or two of this show and kind of goose the charts a little bit, I wouldn't mind if you did that. Know what I'm saying? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more. Know what I mean? It's called Good Pods. Be my friend at Johnny Mac, and we can share episodes back and forth. One that I threw up on the list slash groups that I made is a show called Bald Talk, where two bald guys talk to bald guys. This week's bald guy, Todd Barry. And I'm a big fan of Todd Barry. Haven't listened to it yet, but it's in the queue. And looking ahead to next week, I was working on the rundown for next week about an hour ago. Next week's going to be really strong because if nothing else, the New York Comedy Festival is happening. So should continue to be pretty strong podcast, if I may humbly say so myself. Since Chappelle Gate and maybe since Mulaney Gate, this show's been in a nice groove. I know the episodes are getting a little long, but I'm having a good time doing this, and there's been a lot to talk to, which brings us to Gossip Corner. Olivia Munn was on the Today Show Wednesday morning. She admitted she's scared to welcome her first child with John Mulaney. Now, that's interesting phrasing from the Today Show website. Her first child with John Mulaney. Do they have plans for more, or am I reading too much into that? I'm reading too much into that. Olivia Munn said, I feel good. I feel scared. I feel nervous, and I'm excited. I feel every day the feelings are just rotating through. She said she's particularly overwhelmed by the amount of boxes she has to open and is concerned she won't be ready for the baby's arrival. Olivia said, I just don't know how many of each item I need. Like, how many blankets does a baby need? I wish somebody could just tell me. She said of her and Mulaney's concerns, so John Mulaney was mentioned this time. We talk about the same stuff. Which rocker? What type of crib do you put the baby in? What does the baby wear? Honestly, thank God for Instagram and Facebook and blogs, because there's a lot of moms who put out such great information, and that's been a saving grace for me. All right, let me clear this one out. This has been bumped every day this week, but it's good. Bill Murray was on Jimmy Kimmel last week. He was supposed to be on a week ago Wednesday, but a nor'easter knocked out his power, so he didn't get to do the show. At least that's what they told Jimmy. Then Bill Murray went on Thursday to make up the appearance. Where was Murray doing the show from? Jimmy Kimmel described it only as somewhere on the continent. Bill Murray brought along two separate language interpreters to help with any cross-cultural communication issues. Murray started out with one translator, a deadpan French woman, who inexplicably translated Kimmel's English language questions into French for Bill Murray, who then answered Jimmy Kimmel in English. If that wasn't confusing enough for Jimmy Kimmel, a second translator then struggled into camera range and did the same thing, but in Arabic. Murray claimed, in translation to late English, that he's got some quad and calf issues that his bulk and compression garments are taken care of. Murray was pressed for an explanation of the companions. He said he's just trying to help Jimmy Kimmel's international appeal and only nodded along patiently as Jimmy Kimmel explained that since only Kimmel's questions are being double translated, it's not that much of a help. Never dropping the bit, Bill Murray only nudged his straight-faced interpreters from time to time to keep things rolling, leaving Jimmy Kimmel thoroughly and gratifyingly flummoxed throughout. As to whether noted Francophone Bill Murray also actually speaks Arabic, well, the internet does not say. He did spend time filming the indifferently received 2015 comedy Rock the Casbah that was filmed in Afghanistan. But the same internet research shows that only about 1% of the people there speak Arabic. So it remains one of those Bill Murray-related goofs that may never be answered. Today, premiering on HBO Max, Aida Rodriguez special, Fighting Words. In Fighting Words, there are two parts, says the rap. The first part is your traditional stand-up special. Part two, however, finds Rodriguez embracing her roots by traveling back home to Puerto Rico, where she even reunites with her estranged father, all right? Ali Wong is filming a new Netflix comedy special. She's going to film it at the Count Basie Theater in New Jersey, not all that far from where I am. Two shows, Sunday, November 21st at 5 and 8. And boy, look at the clock. I just bumped four more stories. Plenty more tomorrow, so come back. Follow the show on Good Pods. You can follow it on Good Pods now. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Basically, wherever you get your shows, follow the show. See you here tomorrow.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.